Hi, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree. I'm Brittany Breon here with Nisha Lachey.
Hey.
Episode 36. Now, before we get into the episode topic, we are going to give you all a hot topic, right? So, our hot topic today is going to be about the election, right? Well, not really the election, but sort of, kind of. Let me explain. So, it's really about Lil Wayne, right? So basically, Lil Wayne endorsed Trump. As you all know, he put it on his Instagram. That's who he's riding for. So yes. His girlfriend, Denise Big Dalt, I don't know if I said her name right, but hey, it is what it is. But she had got on her Instagram and she was like, no, I'm riding for Biden Harris, right? So then Lil Wayne broke up with her. So when Lil Wayne broke up with her, whatever, you know, she was all like, I got dumped because of my political views. And, you know, I just think that she didn't realize who Lil Wayne was, you know. Maybe should have asked them hoes about him, okay? Because he was definitely single for the night, okay?
Yeah.
Because they got right back together.
I was going to say, she ain't know he was a fireman. She ain't know that was Woozy. Okay.
She didn't know. She didn't know. So, but now she know. I bet she won't do it again. So my question is, would you all like break up with your significant other based off their political view?
For me, I think it depends on, I'm just going to say this. When it came to this election, mm-hmm. the values were so different. You know what I'm saying? So I think when you start getting into what each of them believed, asking this person, okay, questions like, how do you feel about abortion? Mm-hmm. How do you feel about women's rights? You know, how do you feel about the economy or climate change? People that actually care about those things. And then you end up talking to your significant other and they're like, I don't give a damn about none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, where the money at? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like someone that has strong values that are very different from you, just like when it comes to religion, it can definitely affect your relationship. Yeah. There's actually like a Facebook group. There was like this group of women that pretty much created this page because their husbands supported Donald Trump and they supported Biden. But they didn't want to like beef with their husbands about it. They didn't feel like they could talk to them. So they literally created a Facebook group just to have people to vent to. Because they would say things like, oh, I didn't know that my husband didn't care about this. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
And it's like, it's something that really like weighed in. I'm going to be honest. Like even some of my friendships, I was looking at people sideways. Like, that don't matter to you. You know what I'm saying? Police brutality ain't important to you. Like things like that were really... for me, I can see how it can affect the relationship. What about you?
I don't think that would be something that will make me break up with someone.
Yeah.
I know with this election, it was really real. I'm glad, you know, I went out and voted. You voted early. So we hope our listeners voted as well. So this was a very important election. However, you know, I'm not going to break up with my significant other, even if it's like, you know, you when we talked about this off record, you stated you felt like Wayne may have felt a certain type of way of being like disrespected. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I don't feel like that would have made me and my person break up. Now, we may have would have had an argument about it, like, what the fuck? But to like break up and all that.
Yeah. Nah.
We're not breaking up with it.
The reason I felt like he could have felt some kind of way is because I always feel like what's going on in your house is in your house.
Yeah.
So even if she disagreed with him, I feel like if my husband decides, okay, I support Trump, and he makes a statement and being in the public eye,
right,
I might be telling you, like, can you believe this?
Right.
But I'm not going to get in the public.
Yeah,
like as if we're not united. Yeah. And it's not like you putting on the front, but at the same time, what was the need of letting people know who you stood for? Because you wanted people to know I'm not with him on this. You know what I'm saying? And I don't feel like that's necessary because what you got to prove?
That's true.
That was my thoughts on it.
Very true. So we have a special guest today, y'all. Surprise, right?
Yes. So
we have Terrell Washington. Yay! He's brushing up his hair.
Good morning.
What's up? You know, tired of the motherfucker over here. How y'all doing?
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for having me. Yeah, I got up. I put the good robe on.
So, listen, this is episode 36. Now, first thing I'm going to do is we're going to tell you the title of this episode is Your Mama Ain't Shit and Your Sister Ain't Shit. Okay, now this episode came about because we came across this post on IG and we shared the post and people was commenting. They was like, yes, that's a good conversation to have and people ain't ready to have that conversation. But you know, this is talk that talk. So we gonna have that conversation.
So we ready.
Yes. So I'm gonna read the post to y'all and we're gonna get right into it. So this post says, teach your little boys how to deal with emotions so they won't grow up as abusive men. Too many women are suffering from you ladies' bad parenting skills. Mm. But let me know when you're ready to have this conversation.
Ooh.
Okay. So we're going to break that down a couple of ways. Okay. So the first thing we're going to say about, we're going to talk about these men and their emotions from childhood.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to ask y'all flat out, are we still giving grown men a pass because of things they dealt with as a child? Let's start with that. What you think, Terrell? You the guest.
Hell no. Hell, he's grown ass men. It's 2020. Some things you got to let go. I mean, everybody's childhood might be good, might be bad. But I mean, you know, you still reflecting on your stuff in your 30s and in your 40s. Man, I'm like this because, man, when I was a kid, I couldn't. Hey, look, man, that's cool. But put that energy into your kids if that's the case. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't. You don't get no sympathy from me. I'm sorry. I can't do it because my life as a child has reflected now on my kids. You know what I'm saying? I make Christmas happen for them. I do stuff for them. You know, I use their imagination to be like, I used to do the same stuff. You know, like I give it all to them. I can't put that energy into something else and then it'd be useless and my excuses. Oh, man, you know, I've been messed up since I was a kid. Well, just grow your ass up. Get it together. You'll be all right. You can't expect for nobody to take you serious as a grown man if you steady using kid excuse.
Yeah.
Well, man, you know, when I was a kid, when you was a kid. Now that you an adult, what when you an adult, what? Come
right.
on.
Right.
Follow up with something else. So yeah. I just can't get down with that.
Okay. Brittany, what you think?
I don't think that we should give excuses. However, for me, you know, I've dealt with a couple of men who may have had issues like that. And I don't want to say that I gave them an excuse or, you know, pass because of what of their past. Well, a pass because of their past. All right. Word on word. But anyway, I didn't look at that as an excuse, but I did use that as a way for me to understand why they are the way that they are.
Yeah.
And that wasn't for them. That was more so for me. Not to take shit so personal when they're reacting to certain things away where I'll be like, what the fuck wrong with this? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but then
yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. You know, that's why. And yes. Another thing, Terrell, a lot of times these motherfuckers don't know that they got issues. They don't know that they have trauma. They really just thinking like, this is how I am. They don't really understand like,
why?
You know what I mean? Like, this is a problem or I'm like this because of what I, you know, lacked as a child. So,
yes.
You know, yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. And I'm getting ready to comment, but we have a comment here from Brian Turner saying, can y'all see me? Yes, we can see the comments. So, yes, we can see the comments. We can respond to those. But I was going to say, I think if anything, it's really not about giving them a pass. But I think because of people's childhood traumas, they have these triggers that they don't realize they have, myself included. You know, some things kind of trigger me and I'd be like, why I go so hard? Why I get so mad? You know what I'm saying? And I think for me, whether you're an adult, no matter how old you are, as long as you're willing to acknowledge that you have these traumas and these triggers, and not only that, but you're willing to work on them, then I'm okay with that because I realize that I'm working myself. To get rid of some of those things that I learned as a child. And whether I feel like I had a great childhood, but that's not to mean that you didn't see things or you didn't experience things as a child that have definitely affected you as an adult.
Yep, absolutely. Definitely agree.
Yes. So next question. What are these mommy issues? What are these women doing to these men that y'all think are having these kind of effects? Like, have y'all seen or do y'all know of things that women are doing that really, you know, kind of hurt these men as young boys?
Like their moms hurting them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. I didn't know that was a fucking thing. That was taboo to me to know that it's women out here that don't take care of their kids.
Even legally.
I did not know that until I became a grown woman and I'm dealing with men, or I'm seeing other women that are my age or, you know, whatever. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is real.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this, having mommy issues is so like taboo. That's taboo as well. Let me explain. You always hear, oh, well, how the man treat his mama says a lot about how he going to treat you.
Right.
Okay, we can go with that. But what if his mama ain't shit?
Right.
What if she ain't shit to look at? Like, listen, when I tell y'all, it's straight women out here that has to pay child support to their mothers, okay? Because they have their moms raising their children. So they motherfucking asses are on child support. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And for me, like I said, I'm now in the eyes of being less judgmental. But I remember when I was younger, and I had my son, you know, I had my son at 19. So as I'm 19, 20, 21, and I'm meeting other young girls that didn't have their children, and I'm just like, well, what is that? You know what I mean? Yeah. I was a little judgmental, so I'm not going to lie. But I understand everybody doesn't have that mother instincts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when I look at it through that lens, it's not those little boys' faults, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't want nobody to think that we're saying that, oh, it's your fault that your mommy wants shit. You know what I mean? What we're saying is, now that you're an adult and you have children, you're going to have to either acknowledge the shit you've been through and work through that shit and heal, or we can't make no more excuses for you. Because now you're fucking up your kids. Now you're fucking up other people that are trying to love you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Now I ain't come to preach this morning, y'all.
But no, I do. Terrell, did you have any thoughts on what Brittany was saying?
No, go ahead, Nisha. You said what you're going to say. Well, okay. She said she kind of hit everything on the head on that.
I'm sorry, y'all.
No, you definitely did. You did. And you know, what I think is, like, not only some of them ain't shit, Brittany, some of them don't stay. I realized, and which I didn't know this, because like you said, it's kind of taboo that there are women that just leave their kids.
Yeah.
Now, here's my thing. Because, let's say, what's the right way to say this? It's common for women to have full custody of their children.
Absolutely.
Or to be the primary parent. That's fair, right? So when we see a man that has full custody or is the primary parent, sometimes I think we automatically think, what's wrong with the mama?
Absolutely.
Why the mama don't have her kids? Yeah,
that's the first question.
So, but the thing is, they're equally the parents. So is there, do y'all think that there is a reason why, or do you think that everybody needs to be with their mother? Like, do y'all have thoughts on that?
If you don't mind, kids need both their parents, hands down. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, some more than others, though. You know what I'm saying? Depending on what type of lifestyle you in, how the way you living. If you out here living foul, I don't want my kids around you living foul, because you put them in harm's way. You know what I'm saying? Then you put them in harm's way, I got to hurt you.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be that guy, because then I'm going to have to go to church. You know, then there's a long story. But at the same point in time, when I do see, you know, as a father, when I see another man that got full custody of the kids, I get a little proud. I'll be like, yeah, well, you stepped up. You taking care of your business. Because of the simple fact is, women, and this is nothing against y'all, always have that, you know, like you say, we always taking care of our kids. We doing this. We got them 97% of the time. You old weekend ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Da, 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 da. You know, this, that, and the third. So, you know, when I see that, I get proud. But my first state of mind is like, damn, man, what's wrong with her mom? She on drugs or something? She crazy.
Right, now she on drugs.
She drink good. Like, she drink bad. Like, what's up? And I actually know a few guys that got their kids, you know, and nothing wrong with their mamas.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? They just with their daddies. You know what I'm saying? Some people are just better nurturers. Some people are better, you know, child providers. You know, it don't necessarily have to be. The only thing we can't do is breastfeed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But other than that, I mean, you know, but it also should be an eye opener to a lot of the people in the world too, that men can do this too. Men can raise their kids too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Look at 1-on-1. She was with her mama for a long time, and then she came to her daddy house. and was with her daddy for the rest all the way up to college. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
daddy stepped up. So that whole mommy thing is, I mean, you know, I agree with everything that y'all said, but she's something up. I just feel like something up, something crazy, something wrong with it. Stuff went south fast, especially if her kids, are older, it's a little different. But if her kid's small, like he got a baby, his mama tore up. He shot the club up at the wrong club. I'm just saying.
Really. So, okay, I got another question. So tell me this. Let's say that the child's father is not doing nothing. Okay, he ain't there. He don't hear from this child. Do y'all think that it affects the child more if the mother says, "Yo, daddy ain't shit. Your daddy not here. He not doing X, Y, Z"? Or does it affect the child more to just not speak about the daddy at all? And let's just act like he don't exist.
I'm glad you brought that question up.
Yes.
So I think when it comes to that, whatever, Terrell. But I think when it comes to that, I think that when I see stuff about kids, like people post stuff about their kids being hurt that the dad's not around or all that. Like it was a video, y'all, years ago that I seen on Facebook where the girl was on Facebook talking into the camera about he doesn't want to do anything for my daughter while her daughter was in the back seat. So her daughter's hearing all this, soaking this up. The little girl said, "Why don't he want me?" and started crying, y'all.
Wow.
And she was like, the mama started breaking down. "I don't know. No, I don't know." And I went to choke that bitch. Listen, okay? I don't give a fnuck, okay, what someone is not doing for my child or children, okay? For me as a mother, I'm going to protect my children's feelings and their motherfucking hearts, okay? While there are children, that's my job to make sure that they're happy, right? And hopefully teach them the tools that they would need so once they are adults, so they can continue to be happy within. But what I'm not going to do is hurt my motherfucking children by putting it in their heads, "Oh, your daddy ain't shit. Your daddy don't do this. Your daddy don't do that." Because my thing is, bitter Betty, get the fuck over it. Jump on some new dick so you can get out. So you doesn't get out of your motherfucking mind. Once that happens, you're not thinking about him no more. So you won't be putting that negativity in your children to make them feel some type of way.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that does not, jumping on some new meat does not mean
it helps some people.
You're gonna let a few, you know what I'm saying? But not everybody though.
Some people.
Stop shaking your damn shoulder, young bro. Cut it out, okay? I see you. But I'm just saying it messes the kids up.
It does.
It messes the kids up either way. If you do say something or if you don't say something, because they're gonna wonder, like, "Well, who is this guy? How the hell am I here?" Like, you know what I'm saying? Or, "Well, you know, mom, you always talk bad about my daddy," and then when they see him or they meet him or whatnot, they be like, "Oh, nigga, you ain't shit. My mama said, you know what I'm saying, this, that, and the third." You know, you will hope she get a new man to leave you alone, but some people just have that hate and that anger in their heart, especially if you really took them through there. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take them a minute before they get over it. And then when they do get over it, you know what I mean? By that time, the kid graduated high school. You know what I'm saying? They finna go to college. Right. You're in your 30s and 40s. Like, I used to be mad at them. I ain't tripping off of them no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it does affect the kids, you know. It affects the kids when you got, you know, the kids with their mama and the daddy is around and he's still getting bashed. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's a big effect because, you know, as a father, I don't look to get glorified for taking care of my responsibilities.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it'd be nice when people say, "Man, you know what? You're a great dad." "Oh, thanks." But if I'm not here to get a parade. I'm not here for all that. You know what I mean? But at the same point in time, I don't like being bashed when I know I'm doing something or I know it's the complete opposite of what you're saying. Don't paint a picture of me and that be that, and then everybody is on the bandwagon of what you're doing, but my kids know what it is. I'm a firm believer in now you got to let these kids see it for themselves as opposed to telling them. You know what I'm saying? My oldest son, you got to see stuff for yourself, son. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to know who's there and who's not there for you, regardless on what I say. I can sit here and tell you everything up under the sun and don't do nothing or raise you or teach you how to do shit. But then turn around, the next man, you know what I mean, is doing everything that I ain't doing. I'm around. I'm your daddy. I'm with your mama. But at the same point in time, Uncle Joe of the street raised me. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's real.
And I grew up in that era where, you know, my uncles and, you know, a lot of the guys in the streets was, they was there for us. Nowadays, you know, these new age daddies is
out of control.
It's a totally different ballgame, but you still got some that's taking care of their kids.
Mama just,
you know, she angry, she bitter, she upset. And it's the same thing with men, because men will do that too. Yeah. Men will talk foul about their mama, about their kids' mama. You know what I'm saying? In front of their kids, and be like, yeah, go tell your mama that.
Yeah.
You know they finna go back and tell their mama everything you just said. Daddy said, you was over there with Tashawn and them on downtown. Like, you know, it just everything just gonna go south. Yeah. And what it's gonna do is it's a constant toxic argument. Y'all can't never be in the same room with each other. Y'all can't never be around y'all kids at the same time because there's always gonna be some drama. And that stuff affects the kids because the kids gonna see that with their parents and be like, oh, maybe this is what a relationship is. Yeah. And then when they get into a relationship, they mind gone. They blown up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I think sometimes, you know, we think that our kids are learning what we try to teach them. Specifically, like I'm teaching my child, you know, how to say please and thank you, whatever. But it's the things that we don't realize that we're teaching them that really have that effect. Yeah. Like for with me, my dad is deceased. I was like 6 when he passed. But my mama took on this thing like, my daughter don't need shit. Like, I'm taking care of her. She got everything she needs. She ain't wanting for nothing. You know, it was never really a discussion on you don't have your father, so you're lacking something. But then what I learned is I don't need nobody. But then that comes off. You know what I'm saying? Even when you really feel like deep down, yeah, I need this person. I need this friend. I need my husband. But it still comes off real strong. Like, I don't need you. I can raise my kids. I can pay my bill. You know, that kind of thing. And I learned to be harder than I needed to be. So I definitely feel like as mothers, even when, you know, we letting people hurt us or we going through things, and men too, when you going through something and you think your kids ain't watching, the silent things, the silent tears, they are. And we pick it up on a lot more than we realize.
Yep. And then I want to kind of piggyback what Terrell said. So, Terrell, you said that you feel like when you don't bring up the kids, that's affecting the dads, too. So, I'm going to disagree, kind of, sort of. This is what I'm going to say with that. I feel you missed everything I just said.
Yeah, I was going in and out, my bad. I couldn't hear you.
You said that you think that it affects the kid when you don't talk about the dad, right, or the other parent. So, okay, I don't know what's real. We're going to keep going. Anywho, so what I wanted to say about that is I think it's like how you as a parent are putting it out there. If you showing like it's no beef between you and the dad, then your kid not going to think it's no beef.
Yeah.
For me, from my rule is we don't talk about daddies. Like, talk shit is what I mean. Like, you know how sometimes your family and friends, like if you break up with somebody, they start talking in, going in and stuff. I don't play that. I don't play that at all. Like I remember a uncle of mine, you know, you talk to respect your elders. And he was like going in on, you know, one of my children's father. Okay. Anyway, and he was just like talking crazy. And I'm just like, my child is right here.
Yeah.
And my child wouldn't have understood what the fuck was going on, but I understand what's going on, and I'm a dead that shit now because what you're not gonna do is do that. And the older that child gets, the more and more they're hearing negativity about their father. You're not gonna do that. And I remember it was like a big thing because it's like, you know, like I said, you're taught to respect your elders. I get that, but what you're not gonna do is put no bullshit or affect my child in any type of way. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you are. Like it is what it is.
Yeah.
So I just feel like, I think it's how you go about the situation. If you coming off as you being so hurt by the dad and he with somebody else and he got, what we doing all that for, baby? We are, no.
And on top of that, your child gonna get some one-sidedness, because ultimately there is gonna be your side and his side, and whether one of y'all may be wrong, but you're giving your child all from this one view. So when they do grow up, they're gonna be like, yeah, everything. Oh, your daddy ain't this, your daddy don't do this. But you're not perfect either. As women, we sometimes forget we ain't perfect. Right. And I think one of the comments said, you know, women keeping their kids away from their father because they're upset with them, or because they have moved on, or they in a new relationship. Right. Telling them, you can't bring my kids around women, but I'm going to bring my kids around men. Like, I for me, now I'm in a different situation, but I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like, first of all, you can't bring my child around somebody that's toxic. Or maybe you can say, I need to meet this person. I need to see where they headed. You know,
look, dude, that shit sound easy, but it's not.
I'm sure it's not. But oh, you, my God. I don't think fairness, though, in saying that you can't see your child at all because you're in a relationship.
You're right.
That's true. I think it's based off of the parent. Like, me and my one of my child's father, we don't have those issues because he know what type of parent I am, and he know how I'm rocking. Like, I'm not gonna bring nobody. First of all, nobody's gonna be around them like that anyway. And if they do meet somebody, then he knows me, so he know I'm not gonna let nobody harm them. I know him. He not gonna let nobody harm them or do nothing crazy or disrespectful for, you know. So for him, me and him, we don't have those issues. But it's other people that I do feel like, you know, you do gotta be like, wait a minute, does this motherfucker got a felony?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Get to know, figure out who this person is. Give them the opportunity. Now, if you know the father is not somebody that you can even have your kids around, that's a whole nother conversation.
Right.
If you not, I'm saying, you just saying you can't see my child because you have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And like, if these are stand up people and he hasn't shown you that he's crazy or that he's or even if you say, okay, I'm going to do it supervised because I don't trust y'all. We can meet at McDonald's so you can see it's just something. I'm pretty much saying being willing to work with people that deserve it.
Absolutely.
If they show that they're a deserving parent, you being willing, putting your feelings aside and being willing to work with them, that's what adults do.
Yes.
You said it right. Adults. Sometimes it takes people a minute to grow up, man.
Just a minute.
Especially, you know, I think a lot of people, I'm old fashioned. I'm very old fashioned. You know, if I know I'm finna get into a relationship and get serious with somebody, you know, I introduce my kids to them, you know, just so I can get a feel for myself, so I can see the shit first. Right.
Yeah.
And then once I see that, all right, cool. But now I'm finna, hey, you need to meet their mama just so she can know who you are, what you look like. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying y'all gotta be best friends and go to the bar together, but have a sense of, okay, you can put a face with the name if something happened and I ain't around with these kids.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That is really the biggest thing. You know what I mean? You gotta have that open line of respect. I don't care that my kid's mother is with somebody else. Thank you for the nigga that took that. Though, please. My God. Because, man, I ain't gonna make it seem like it was bad, but for the time being of that breakup, I couldn't wait. I was like,
oh my God.
Please, I need somebody to go and ask her number. Please ask her number, nigga. Here, just talk to her. God, hell, boy, she giving me the blues. And when she finally got into a new relationship, that's when, you know, the respect thing came in, because I was like, you know, hey, I want to meet this guy if he's going to be around my kid. Why you got to meet him? I just want to meet the nigga, man. I ain't making it seem like I'm going to say I'm going to beat him up or some shit. But it goes back to say she painted a bad picture of me.
You know, I was just about to say that
she painted a bad picture of me, so she was just like, you know, no, you can't meet him, because she knew once I met him, I was gonna be the complete opposite of what she said. I'm not on baby daddy drama. You know what I'm saying? You date that guy, that's something you have to deal with that person now. You know what I'm saying? But when only thing I'm here for is when it comes to my kid.
Yeah.
And she asked me the major question. She said, why you gotta meet him? Why you wanna meet him so bad? I say, it's not I wanna meet him so bad. I'm giving you the opportunity to open the door for us to be cordial and adults about the shit. You make it harder, which is pissing me off. Now I'm getting upset, because if something was to happen to my kids, or even something happens to you, I might not be with you, but that don't mean that we didn't have nothing at one point in time.
Right.
You feel my responsibility just as much as these damn kids, because I got to deal with your ass.
That's going to be another conversation. Hold on.
I'm just saying, man. You know, I'm just saying. But, you know, and then, you know, she made a big fuss about it. Then I said, all right, fuck it. I don't want to meet him. But if something happened, I'm on your ass. So don't be mad when he come up missing or something happened to you, because now something happened to my kid.
We are live.
And we're live. Okay.
I'm just, look, this is for people that's really going through this stuff or they really been through it. The black and mild smokers, the blunt rollers, and the joint holders. This is what it is. You know what I mean? If you got to take it for what it come with. I'm coming to you with a real story. You know, I can't make this shit up. You know what I mean? But all off respect.
I get you. And something I wanted to ask, we got to get into a listener question, y'all, before we wrap it up. But Brittany, I wanted to get your thoughts on him saying the kids meet your significant other before they meet that parent, the other parent. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that's a fair way to handle that? I just want to get your thoughts on it.
See, for me, and I'm be transparent. For me, I never was in a situation where it was ever that cordial. And honestly, it could have, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes it may be me, because maybe I'm still fucking on these niggas. Ooh. Oh. Not anymore, but I'm just saying.
Oh,
no, I'm saying, like, you know, so if you are still having, you know, dealing with the motherfucker that you got the kids with, then of course it's not gonna be cordial. But I remember it was a time where I really wasn't dealing, you know, with nothing like, nothing like that with the person or with whatever, and, you know, moved on. But then the other person, he moved on and all that stuff, but he was tripping that I moved on. And I was just like, okay, what's going on here? And it turned out he was in his damn feelings because I moved on.
Right.
So this is what I think. Everybody got to be out their damn feelings. Okay, and move on.
And I'm sure that's more.
Out their feelings and move on, then I think it would be great for people to co-parent together and be a significant other.
And be respectful.
It'd be respectful.
Yes, because I'm sure it's difficult to co-parent with somebody or to be like, oh, yeah, come get the kids. And it's when you calling me bitch and hoe, and you know what I'm saying?
And you're treating me like we're in a relationship. Yes. And that's the problem. I don't know, like, Terrell, if you went through that. When y'all finally broke up, the co-parenting relationship is a new relationship.
Oh, yeah, and that began that day.
And a lot of people, they don't know how to make that a new relationship. So, therefore, you don't get the same me that you got when we were together. You're getting a professional, hello. Yes, the children are great. Like, you're not getting
it. You said it like that. They're going to think you being sarcastic, but I get what you're saying.
That's the thing. That I remember somebody told me, like, oh, but that hurt my feelings. I don't give a fuck about your feelings. I'm going to respect you. I'm going to respect you, though, but I don't give a fuck about your feelings.
Okay.
Like, what's wrong with saying that?
I didn't say anything. I didn't say nothing. I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong. Everything you're saying is true, it's factual. You got the support behind it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, it's just how the way you were saying it at first, like, all sarcastic, like, you know, I don't want that type of situation, you know? Like,
let's just be cordial
and be cordial. Because I'm not finna come up to you and be like, oh, hello, how was your day? I don't care about none of that. Once we split up, it's only about my children.
Yes.
They got to do this. They got to do that. Don't ask me how I'm doing. Don't ask me how my day was. Don't ask me about my goddamn mama. Don't ask me nothing.
I think with my next relationship, me and this motherfucker gonna have that talk. So look, I'm be like, what if we have a baby and we break up? How is our co-parent relationship gonna be? Cause like how Terrell saying, don't ask me no questions.
Some
people still be holding on to stuff, so you know it's kind of hard. It's hard, like it's hard to be cordial sometimes to some people because, and then when it is, that's when the attitude that I just said comes along. Don't ask me shit then. Don't ask me nothing because I'm trying to be nice to you. I'm trying to be professional. I'm trying to be the bigger person. That stuff get hard after a while and the other person still ain't on that same thing, you know?
Yeah.
They still want to treat it like it's a relationship.
Yes! It's like it's over!
Or instead of being about the kids, they steady bringing up about you and them. Look, me and you, me and my kids are still together. Okay, I don't know what you on, but I need to get on with them because Chuck E. Cheese closed at 7 in St. Charles. Since, you know, a little incident happened, I can't go out there no more. But nonetheless, you know, that's just what it is. And at the end of the day, you know, what we have to realize as parents, as adults, you know, kids are different from how the way we grew up. This is a totally new, different age and era now. Kids are a little more aware of stuff that's going on and they see it. We were so naive because we had outside. We had other outlets to get away from what our mama was saying. My mama used to bash my daddy, but it was a proven fact that my daddy wasn't cheating. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like, you know, she was bashing him just to be. A lot of stuff she said was true. She stood on it and I knew about it. And I even asked him about it at one point in time. He was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I got the respect for him because of the simple fact is he's manned up to admit, like, yeah, I was fucked up. Son. You know what I'm saying? Well, nothing I can do. I'm sorry, but you know, hey, your mama raised you. You turned out to be a great guy. You do have some mothers out here that know how to raise these kids. But one thing, one message, you little young females, y'all better stop dressing these boys like they daddies, okay? They not little Dirk in them. Stop dressing them kids up in Gucci and Louis Vuitton and them hot belts. And he too. He need on some Sonic shoes, a puppy sweater, because he not going to be his daddy. He not going to be his daddy. He not going to turn out like his daddy. You going to raise him to be his daddy because that's what you like. That was what interested you. That's what got you. And now he gone, or, you know, hate to say it, in a box, rest they soul or whatnot, or he don't want to be bothered with you. You going to dress your son up just like him, but you mad at him? So every time you look at your son, you see his daddy. So now you're going to take all that shit out on your son, and your son going to be sitting there like, damn, man, you bought this shit for me. I'm saying, what was I supposed to do? And then they grow up and get into a relationship and don't know nothing. They know it's just stick and go. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's all they got. That's all they got. They ain't gonna never grow up. And then that's when they had their mommy issues. Well, my mama used to always say, my mama was always this. My mama was always that. Sometimes some kids do need their daddy. Not saying to discredit the mothers, but give daddy something. Look, you want men to see what women go through every day when the kids are sick. They need doctor's appointments. You need to cook dinner, get their clothes, school clothes together and all that shit. Help them with their homework. Get that responsibility to them. All right, go ahead. Let's see what you can do. You're going to have a lot of broken men. You're going to have, because it's the strong to survive. Like, trust me. Absolutely. I don't like the kids. I love them, but I hate every bit of it. But I do it because they're my responsibility. They're my children. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. These ain't some side kids. These are mine. They look just
not
like
side kids.
You know what I'm saying? I can't do nothing about that.
Better than the real kids. What's going on?
Even with what I said, you know, meeting my kids first, that could happen anyway. You know what I'm saying? Say we in the grocery store, Walmart or something. I'm shopping and I'm on the phone with her. What you doing? Oh, I'm in the grocery store shopping. This, that, and the third. Oh, me too. And then running too, and I got my kids.
Right.
What am I going to say? Oh, no, don't look at them. I'm not ready for them to meet you yet. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nah, it's already here now. You got to meet my kids. But it all depends on what you explain to your kids or how your kids going to perceive it. Because by the time you get back to the mama, that's when shit get different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Kids might say, oh, yeah, I met my daddy new friend. And then hear your phone ring. So you got new bitches.
I think that's only a problem if y'all are still dealing with each other. Like,
even if you're not, though. Sometimes when you're not dealing with somebody, they want to know what you're doing. They want to know what's going on in your life. And if you get your kids, you better not have somebody around they kids and they don't know about it. They don't know about
it. I've seen posts like that. And that's what made me ask that question. I've definitely seen posts like that where, you know, and I'm going to have to find some so we can share them, but they're definitely women are reaching out to the fathers and they asking a lot of questions. They got a lot of stipulations before you can see the kids. And it's not because they're concerned about safety or they can, you know, something like that. It's just
they want to be nosy. They nosy. They want to be in the business.
A part of it is control too, because women, let's be honest, we don't want to let go of control. And if we've been with you and we've had you, and now you telling us pretty much saying fuck our feelings, that's gonna take some getting used to.
That is true, but don't be mad when the man do the same thing. Can't be mad when he do the same thing, because he been used to you, he didn't have you, and now you got Rico. He pissed about it. It's still me. No, it's not you. That time, that ship has sailed. Ship has sailed. All you got to do is acknowledge the fact that y'all had a good relationship. It ran its course. Y'all had y'all bad times. Y'all had y'all good times. And y'all grew up. Y'all grew apart. And y'all decided to go separate ways. But once you decide to go separate ways, don't wait until I'm gone and want to come back with the old feelings and how much. And I'm sorry. It's too late now. You know what I'm saying? Here we are. Mm-hmm. I gotta go on, or I can give you the cold shoulder. Capricorns, we are very cold. You know what I'm saying? Like our hearts are cold. We will shut down on you quick and be gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially when we feel like, you know, you're not giving us the same that we giving you.
Come on. But
if we got kids, all that's gonna play an effect. You know what I'm saying? And I know for a fact that I'll roll over and die before I let my kids not know who I am or what type of person I am. Mm-hmm. I had to sit down and have a full conversation with my son on why me and his mom split up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say it was her fault. I didn't say it was my fault. I didn't want him to think it was his fault.
Right.
You know, we are adults. You know what I'm saying? We still growing up. We still learning as we go today.
Right.
You know, I had to explain all of that to him. Now, mind you, my son is only 8, so a lot of that stuff he could comprehend.
Right.
Yeah.
But it put him at ease a little bit because he had some sense of what I was talking about.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. So now he explained that to his sister. So his sister, you know, so now she good.
Right.
Okay, we got some type of sense. And I'm sure when they get older, I'm going to have this same conversation again. Right. But I'm going to be around the entire time to where they can my own kids could never say, everything my mama said about my daddy was true. Everything my mama said about my daddy was right. And it ain't even to prove her wrong. I want my kids to develop their own opinion of me.
Yeah.
We got a lot of people that don't mess with their parents at all based off of what the other parents said.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then when they finally saw it, and if they saw it, and if it was factual, okay, cool. I'm not going to mess with that guy. I can love you from a distance, but I ain't got to see you and be around you every day. But if you die, right, I'm going to miss you still, and I'm going to be there for you. But just know our relationship is not going to be like me and my mama's or me and my daddy's, you know what I'm saying? And vice versa. That's just what it is. So stand up. We got to take care of our kids, man. You can't protect their feelings and hearts and stuff like you said, because it's going to be hard to do that.
Yes, you can. When they're children, when they're little, you definitely can. I will never intentionally put heartbreak on my children. As long as I can help it, I'm not doing it.
You will never intentionally do that, but you don't know what type of conversation they have with the other parent when you're not around.
Okay,
you know what I'm
saying? So let's say, and you know, you had one of the baby mamas that we saying that ain't shit, right? And let's say she's on drugs, or let's say she in and out of their lives. Are you gonna just sit back and be like, oh, well, here your mama, she finna break your heart, but here you go. Go ahead. You gonna cry to me later. I got the tissue for you.
Well, you gotta think about the examples that you use. She on drugs. First of all, my kids is not coming around you to do cocaine. Okay, you can hang that up. I don't know what you went to, but no, ma'am. Sorry for you. And then the in and out game, we're going to have a talk. Either you're going to be in or you're going to be out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to force you to do nothing, but I need to know, because these kids need you just as much as they need me. Now, if you're not with that, you go on about your damn business, and they can decide on how the way they want to deal with you when they get older. But for the time being, I'm going to step up and be their parent. And do
so
what
I'm
supposed
to. That could be protecting their. What are you talking about, Terrell? But
I'm not protecting their feelings, because I ain't said nothing about their mama. They gonna have to see it for themselves.
Okay, all right.
That's why I said what I said. Either I'll have a conversation with her, not my kids, with her. Either you're gonna be in or you're gonna be out. If you're gonna be out, all right, cool. Go on about your business, but don't sit here and waste my time, because I still got to raise these kids. But at the same point in time, you never know. They feel it's still going to be hurt. Your mama didn't want to be around. Let me hold you. No, they pissed off. Let that emotion out. So that way it's already done, because if they hold it in because you're trying to protect them, they ain't going to never express how the way they really felt about that situation at the time.
You just explained protecting them.
Yeah, I think what you're saying, Terrell, is you can't protect them from everything, but you're definitely protecting them from their mother coming in and out of their life. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Can't protect them from everything that they might be feeling, but you're going to, you know, make sure that you can protect them as much as you can and protect their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you an example. I'm gonna give y'all an example real quick.
Go ahead, because we got a question.
All right, so my oldest son, okay, when I met his mom, you know, she already had or whatnot, right? Now, I can't say how much I can't say how much time he spends with his father before I came around. But now that I'm around, I've noticed it. You see what I'm saying?
My stepson, yes.
That's my boy. That's my son. I don't give a damn what nobody say.
But
at the same point in time, I'm trying to make this clear. At the same point in time, you know, he's gotten let down a few times. You know what I'm saying? He's gotten let down a few times. And, you know, his mom was just like, you know, he crying and this, that, and the third and all that. And I had to tell her, I say, look, you got to let him find this out on his own. You know what I'm saying? Because now he old enough, he got a phone, he's able to contact him, he's able to do all these things. Let him see who this person is on his own right now. He's 12. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Now he I can't protect him. He finna grow up and be a man. He finna be a teenager.
No, not at 12. No. Let me tell you, my child is 11. My son is 11. And you know what? And me and Brittany had this conversation recently. At 14, we felt like we was grown as hell. But I don't want my child to feel. I don't want to tell him when you 12, you about to be a man. You nowhere near about to be a man.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? He's
so about to be a man right now, but hell, 12?
No.
They're not 12 like we were 12.
And the exposure, I think the exposure for our children is different. And I'm most definitely going to keep protecting him. Even when he's 17, I'm going to keep protecting him as his mother. That's not to say he's not going to go out and get life experiences. But certain things, I don't have to expose him to as a child. So yeah. I'm sorry. I have to agree to disagree with you on that one. Now you was talking real good, but I can't at 12 just let him go out here and kind of see what's out here on his own because he about to be a man. I can't
do it. No, see, I ain't talking about seeing what's out here. What I'm saying is like I'm here, I'm around.
Yes.
So I'm doing everything, I'm filling in that blank. You see what I'm saying? That's what I mean by, you know, letting him see who's really here for him and who's not. You know what I'm saying? As a parent wise, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to think, when I met this group, I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? I had to develop a relationship with him. We had to get cool. Because in his mind, my mama here, my daddy over here, but who is this dude?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And now that I've developed this relationship with him and I've seen all of these things and I've noticed these things, I've had these conversations with him, you know, the respect level for me and him, our relationship is way different now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then when he does have those moments where, you know, he gets let down from the other guy, from the other parent, it's not as bad when he was looked.
Yeah.
Because I'm there to fill in that blank. That's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what I meant by that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's why I say, you know, when he get older, you got to let him see it for himself on who's really there for him and who's really not. It's just like your friend. You'll find out who they are and who they ain't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I might not physically be yours blood wise, but I'm yours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I've been there for you. I told you. I taught you this. I showed you this.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for your first fight and all that stuff. I've already proven to you I'm here to protect you.
To me, that's another way of, like you said, it's a way of protecting him, whether you know it or not.
Right.
You're still protecting his feelings. And like what I'm teaching my children, I'm teaching my kids to love. So my thing is, even when you see who these people are, and me and Brittany had this conversation, how do you respond to it? So now that he has you helping to fill that void, he don't have to respond to what he's not getting because he's getting so much love at home. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So we got to answer this listener question, and we got to try to do it in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Every time we have Terrell on, it's like, oh, we got to have him come back because we cannot finish the conversation, right? So we received a question from one of our listeners, an anonymous question. So for those of y'all that's watching, keep sending in your questions because we definitely answer them. Here's the question. What's worse, having someone tell you they don't want to be with you or having someone pretending like they still want to be with you?
Somebody pretending. I'll beat your ass if you pretend. This is not a game. This is not a game. If you don't want to be with me, let me know now. Because I could be you taking my choices away. I could be the moved on and did so. I could be a hoe. But you want to play with me. Don't play with me. I'm skipping out on my whole day. What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. No, I can't. Mm-mm. Don't play with me. Tell me and be honest. Be upfront. because I'm tired of people saying, oh, be honest, if you want to do this, just say it. All right, when I say that and you're not with it, okay, cool. I'm going to move on to the next one. But don't play with it. Don't play.
I think it's worse when they tell you, if a person don't want to be with you, so let's say they like, oh, I don't want to be with you, but y'all still, you know, moving and shaking and grinding and whatever y'all doing, that's worse to me, because it's like, you can't blame that person. It comes to you. So now you got to do that, like looking in the mirror shit and be like, okay, I'm hurting myself. Versus when they're playing with you, it's like, oh, nigga, you a lie, da, da, da. You could put it on them. But when they're being upfront and telling you what it is, I don't give a fuck. Look, people can say, oh, well, if somebody tell me, then I'm going to do this. Like Terrell saying, I'm going to do this. If your feelings are already there, whatever the case may be, you are not going to be so quick to be like, all right. You may force yourself to do that, but you still going to have to look at yourself in the mirror like, damn, like, I let it get this far, but this person was telling me this ain't that. So I feel like that's harder, because you can't blame the other person. You got to straight look at yourself like, damn, why did I let it get this far? Or why, you know what I mean? He still don't feel the way he feel. I feel what I feel. And now we're here looking crazy.
I got to disagree just a little bit, not all the way, just a little bit. Because you say it'll hurt if somebody tell you up front. It shouldn't, because they're telling
you. Okay, go ahead.
If you choose to still try to keep those feelings in and still be with that person, you hurting yourself after that. What you said?
I'm not going to fight with you today.
I'm sorry. My bad. My bad. My son was asking me for a snack. And he tried to get juice. Okay, I got this robe on. Don't just eat too early.
What I heard her say was, okay, to me, even though you might have heard this person saying, I don't want to be with you, and you're like, okay, I can handle that. I'm a big girl. I can handle that. We good. But you still might get some feelings attached if it goes on. And if this person really don't want to be with you, but they giving you all this of these other things, you still might get your feelings involved, even if you thought you wouldn't. So And I don't think that's to put the blame on that person, because they told you, but you sometimes can't control your feelings.
You're right, you can't control your feelings, but I just feel like, you know, it's a different ball game when somebody's pretending to be with you.
Absolutely. Pretending it is a different ball game.
I agree.
You be ready to beat their ass, for real.
Yeah, that's why I said I said. Don't play with me, because tell me up front. At least that way I got a choice.
Yeah.
I can either try to change it, or I can just leave. At least I got those two options. But if you playing with me, I'm sitting here all lovey-dovey, thinking everything cool.
Yeah.
And then when I'm not around you, you are already off on something else.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that shit, there ain't, you know what I'm saying? I got feelings too. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for that. I just don't.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm sorry, Brittany Breon. My bad. I missed your message. So I agree now. Okay.
Yeah, so we all agree. It is worth to pretend.
All right, where can they reach us to hit us up, send those anonymous questions?
Yes, so of course we are on Facebook, Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bri on Facebook. We are on Instagram. It is talk_that_talk_podcast on Instagram. Y'all can email us, talkthattalkpc@gmail.com. Have y'all heard story time yet? Because it's dope. Make sure you send us stories, because people have reached out and said, hey, can we send you a story to read? Absolutely, we'll read them. Y'all heard us getting all the acting in with the story time. So send us your questions, send us your stories, comments. We see all the comments here for this live, so we'll get on and we'll interact with y'all a little bit later. But definitely thank y'all for listening to us. Terrell, thank you for coming on.
And until next time, Terrell, we're gonna have you back on again about co-parenting.
We might as well we're gonna have to have some conversations, because you keep coming back anyway, okay?
Right.
Don't let the role fool you, Jack.
Until next time. Bye.